I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's here with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
Morning.
Good morning. And Benjamin Clemmie is here. He is the music director and youth symphony orchestra conductor with the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
What's going on with the Youth Symphony?
Lots of things are going on with the Youth Symphony. We have three concerts this weekend, starting this evening at the St. Francis Auditorium. The Mozart y Mariachi program will be performing.
Mozart y Mariachi.
Yes.
That's great.
So we have 129 little ones per playing their violins, violas, and mariachi instruments this evening. And then we'll feature our orchestras, our string orchestras, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and the Youth Symphony Orchestra at 3 o'clock on Sunday at St. Francis Auditorium. And then we'll close up the weekend at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21 with our jazz ensembles.
Now, you also have a fundraiser involving Farolitos.
We do. In June of this coming year, the Youth Symphony Orchestra will be traveling to San Francisco. We'll spend a week there touring and performing. And we're selling Farolitos this month at $8 a dozen. And they'll be available for pickup and delivery on December 18th, which is a Saturday. And people can call 982-8483, which is the Santa Fe Youth Symphony office, to make an order.
So it is heartening to know that so many young people are getting involved in classical music and symphonic music.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience here in Santa Fe to have almost 250 students here performing in all of the programs at the Santa Fe Youth Symphony.
And how early do they start? How young do they start?
We have students as young as 6, and they can participate in the program until they're 18. So we have some students who participate for more than a decade.
And then they get booted out, and they have to go find a real job.
They have to go get a job.
Or go to college or conservatory.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good. Well, thank you. Anything else that you want people to know?
Just that we'll be sharing all the talents of the young people at the St. Francis this weekend and at Warehouse 21. We hope they come out and enjoy the talents of our young people.
And for more information, SFYS, that stands for Santa Fe Youth Symphony, .org, SFYS.org. Benjamin Clemmie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Rob DeWalt.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are your holidays going? So far, so good?
So far, so good, yeah. My dogs haven't eaten any chocolate or anything.
Oh, good. Yeah, mine neither. I mean, they seem fatter.
I haven't
though.
Eaten any
they,
chocolate.
They seem fatter anyway. I'm not sure what that's about. I think it's a leftover from the gravy a few weeks ago.
The gravy? Oh, the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dogs like Thanksgiving a lot.
Yeah. The gravy part my dogs like. They don't like the not being, you know, not being loved because everyone's too busy cooking.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Right.
My dog told me the other day that his favorite scientist was Sir Isaac Newton.
How did you find that out?
Because he was talking all about gravity, and gravity is what lets the turkey leftovers fall off of the table.
Ah, he's a fan of gravity.
He's a
fan of gravity. Well, the theory, yeah. Well, let's not get into dogs and science. What's going on this weekend? All kinds of interesting stuff. We just talked about the Youth Symphony and all their great concerts that are going on. I'm pretty jazzed about the jazz one that's happening on Sunday at Warehouse 21.
You're jazzed about the jazz one?
I'm jazzed about the jazz one. I'm going to try and make it. Let's see. There's a great electronica concert going on. A fellow named Jason Goodyear, who teaches a class called Introduction to Reason and Live at the Santa Fe Community College through the Media Arts Department, is presenting a computer-driven performance of, I think it's 4 ensembles, and they're around 3 members each. This is their final exam. So it's not only a performance, but they're being graded on their performance.
My goodness.
Right. And that is at 8 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Complex over there on Agua Fria Street. You can go to this, I believe it's, just go to the Santa Fe Complex website or call 577-8036 to find more information on that. And that's a
good
free show.
Good stuff over at the Santa Fe Complex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had one of our writers was over there yesterday, and he came back, and he was just like, I had to get out of there. There's so much going on. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And he started talking about all the technology, and it made me just want to move in.
But it's technology and art, and it's a very thoughtful coming together of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of interactive and theory stuff that's happening. They were when he was there, they were doing something about the direction of winds during a fire. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market is 9 to 5 tomorrow at the Coronado Room of the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. We talked about that yesterday. There will be door prizes. of books donated by local authors, such as Deborah Madison, Hampton Sides, Lucy Moore, many others. And poetry, Mayor Koss will be there, cookies, and then people will be able to buy gifts, which is not an object that you give to somebody else, but it is, for example, donations to people who are doing great projects in third world countries and so on. So I might give you, Rob DeWalt, a gift that is basically an envelope that tells that I've made a donation in your name to somebody doing something good somewhere else.
I've done that quite a few times this year already, yes.
Good stuff.
Through other organizations, but still.
Altgifts.org.
Let's see. Ice Follies Extravaganza. This looks pretty cool. I missed Hanukkah on ice. I'm so torn about that. I didn't even know about it. I believe it was last week. But this is on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Genevieve Chavez Community Center. It's an annual holiday show presented by the Santa Fe Skating Club. There's shows at 1 at 6 p.m. There is a small charge, except for kids under 5 get in for free. You can call 955-4000. I believe there's a little something in the Paso Tiempo today about it, and there's a flyer on the Genevieve's website.
Excellent.
On the Chavez website.
KSFR's own Stacy Pearl sent me an email, and she said that she and her husband are going to have 8 pieces of their modernist furniture on exhibit at Linda Durham Gallery today and tomorrow from 7 to 9 in the evening.
Oh, that's probably part of the Living Paintings exhibit that's going on there.
And it's also a benefit for St. Elizabeth's Shelter.
Yes. Yeah, it's a model tattoo art and paintings by Dawn Furlong.
Yeah, Dawn Furlong. Right, it's complementing Dawn Furlong's show. I got it from Stacy, not from Dawn. So
yeah, so that's just a sort of integral part of that whole thing.
Right.
And it is a fundraiser, and there's a story in Paso Tiempo on page 46 today.
Most excellent.
All kinds of great exhibits going on. Eggman and Walrus. Have you been to this new gallery yet?
No.
It's pretty cool. This is the guy that owns this gallery. One of the artists is the one responsible for painting that mural on Palace Avenue that's the big hoopla. Did you hear about all this? This young artist, I believe he's in his early 20s, painted a mural. And
no, I haven't seen
some
it.
Of the other galleries in town didn't like the aesthetics of the mural, and one of them complained to the Historic Design Review Committee.
Would it have graffiti aesthetics?
Some said that there was graffiti aesthetics. I'm not sure if I actually agree with that, but they didn't have permission to do it. Anyway, it got painted over by what was apparently a vigilantes. Anyway, the opening for this show is tonight, so they've drummed up a lot of publicity. Perhaps on purpose, perhaps by accident. The gallery is at 130 West Palace Avenue on the second floor. That's important to remember. It's a group show and installation by Meow Wolf. There's a reception from 6 to 10 p.m., a silent auction from 6 to 8 p.m. Proceeds benefit the court-appointed special advocates organization.
Excellent. So, CASA.
They're
wonderful people.
They are. And that exhibit is up through January 8th of next year, which is right around the corner, which is scary.
TGIS. Thank Good It's Salsa is Fridays at the Lodge, salsa dancing with DJ Sofrito, and classic and contemporary salsa, bachata, merengue, timba, and much, much more. And 21 and over, no cover, full bar parking, free salsa dancing lessons. It says from 7 to 9. I think it's more like from 8 to 9. I don't think it's a two-hour lesson. Anyway.
That's a long lesson.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's 8 to 9. For more information, you can call 992-5859.
All kinds of dancing going on. Mosaic Dance Company, Pomegranate Studios Middle Eastern Dance Troupe is presenting their winter concert called Winter Wonderland.
Yay.
Performance from 7 to 10 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Brewing Company. You can get tickets over there at the Lensic, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org. And I was asked to mention that on air, and those guys always do a good job. And I haven't seen any of their shows in the winter, so this should be an interesting one.
And as we speak, sitting in the corner is Santa Fe Group 122 of Amnesty International. They're hosting their Write for Global Write-a-thon, Write for Rights Global Write-a-thon at the Santa Fe Bacon Company. And it's from now until 1 in the afternoon. They're writing letters and postcards on behalf of prisoners of conscience in Myanmar, Iraq, China, Indonesia, and much, much more. I can't even read this whole thing. But anyway, come on down to the Santa Fe Baking Company and say hi to me and Rob DeWalt, and then write a couple of letters and postcards with Amnesty International.
Yeah.
They make a difference.
Did we talk about Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead?
Oh, please do.
Okay. This is sort of a twisted spin on Charlie Brown. and this St. John's Theater Group is presenting it. It's a fairly dark parody. It's tonight at, in the Great Hall at Peterson Student Center, 1160 Camino de Cruz Blanca. It's a small fee to get in. You can call 984-6139 for more information. This is the last weekend also for The King and I, Eldorado Children's Theater. That's putting that on over at the James A. Little Theater. If you go to eldoradochildrenstheater.org, you can find out more information. Also, it's the last weekend for Sam Shepard's Tooth of Crime Second Dance. It's happening
Have
up
you
there
seen that?
At the Greer Garson Theater. I am going this weekend.
Great.
I'm twisting some arms and getting Adam some stuff so I can go over there.
Excellent.
But I'm not sure which
You're
performance
twisting
I'm going
arms?
To go to. Yes.
That's what it takes to go to the theater here in Santa Fe?
Well, the people that I want to go with that don't want to go, that, you know, everyone has a different view of Sam Shepard, so.
I love Sam Shepard.
Just leave it at that. Cathedral Artist Gallery, the former Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi Parish Office at 213 Cathedral Place is having a group show of paintings. They're having a reception. I believe they had one last week. They're having another one apparently this week. There's a reception on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I think it's just one of those sort of wander in and wander out situations.
Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery is having a holiday party and reception tonight from 5 to 8 at 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe. Lots of great fun and nice porcelain and nice people.
Have you ever been to this contra dance thing?
No.
You haven't done it?
Is it the Odd Fellows?
It's the folk dancing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's folk dancing with music by Flagpole Salad. That is an awesome name for a band.
Flagpole Salad.
Flagpole Salad.
There's an oxymoron in there somewhere.
And there's going to be live calls, too, by Chris Jensen. There's beginner classes at 7. The dance is at 7:30. That's at Oddfellows Hall over there at 1125 Cerrillos Road. If you go to folkmads.org, folkmads.org, you can get over there. And you don't need a partner. I guess they're supplying those.
Uh-huh. So, excellent.
Yeah,
I don't know. Once you go salsa, you just can't go back.
Oh, you're all about the salsa. You're taking me out one day.
Okay.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah, Rob DeWalt confided in me the other day that he doesn't quite understand what this salsa thing is all about.
I don't.
Okay, Robbie Rothschild of Round Mountain. Round Mountain is
I would call
doing
them
what are they?
World folk, sort of.
World folk, right. Multi-instrumentalist brothers. They're doing an all-ages show at Candyman's Little Wing on St. Michael's Drive. Tomorrow from 5 to 8, free admission for children 12 and under. And then for adults, a show at Gig on 2nd Street, which will feature bassist John Gagan. And that is, that's next week, so we'll talk about that next week.
Okay. Cantina Christmas 2010, the La Casa Cena Cantina Singers are presenting a tribute to Liza Minnelli and Judy Garland.
Nice.
With pianist David Geist and vocalist Julie Trujillo. Seating at 5:30 p.m. on Monday the 13th. Music at 6. That's over there at La Casa Cena on East Palace Avenue. You can watch the show and then grab dinner or vice versa or hang out at the bar or go into the wine shop or, I don't know, make a day of it.
Excellent. Now, a new store is opening called Molecule. They do contemporary furniture. It's a mother-daughter team. And they are doing a grand opening today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 10 to 6 at 1226 Flagman Way. And basically, that's kind of behind. It's on Baca Street, right off of Cerrillos, right behind the Conoco gas station there. There's a little street. They just named it. Not too long ago, called Flagman Way.
There used to be a seafood shop back there.
Yeah, it's right around there. And 10% of the proceeds will go to the Rainforest Rescue Program.
Sweet.
Yep.
Thursday the 16th, and this graces the cover of PASA. There's a story on page 32. Charles Churchward, the author, discusses and signs copy of his book on the life of photographer Herb Ritz. The Golden Hour, A Photographer's Life and His World, will be signed and discussed from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday at Moss Outdoor, which is at 530 South Guadalupe Street. If you want more information, call the PhotoEye bookstore at 988-5152.
Excellent. And let's see. The Mambo Room Final Year End Gala is on Saturday night from 9 in the evening till 1 in the morning. DJ Avi is mixing salsa, bachata, merengue, and much, much more. It's at El Patio Cafe, 1805 2nd Street. Which is where I hate to sound this sounds so Santa Fean, but where Cloud Cliff used to be. Have you never noticed that people will about half of the directions that you get when anyone tells you to go somewhere, it's like where Mervyn's used to be.
Yeah, where so-and-so used to be. Yeah. Except for when you're talking about parking, because there is none, or very little. The Josh Schrei, the photographer, is narrating his photographic documentation of the mudslide victims of Ladakh,
yeah,
India, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Rail Yard Performance Space on Paseo de Peralta.
Yeah, we had him on yesterday. He's wonderful.
He's a wonderful photographer.
Yeah, and a very seems like a very interesting person. Definitely worth going to. Instead of seeing the pictures on the wall, you'll actually see them in a large format slideshow, and he is narrating what his experience was. He happened to be just as a traveler in that area when the mudslide happened. He was right there. His photograph was in the New York Times because he was the first person to take pictures.
Serendipity. Mm. Let's see. What El Nino, the Christ Child, Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe performs Alabados, carols, and sing-alongs at 7 p.m. Saturday the 11th at San Miguel Mission on Old Santa Fe Trail. This show is by donation. If you go to schola-sf.org, you can get more info on that show. What else is going on? Rodney Hatfield is having a show over at Selby Fleetwood Gallery. And this is the holiday exhibit of new work by contemporary North American artists. So he's included in that show. This show is up through January 1st of next year. There's all kinds of holiday sort of themed shows, small work shows. They're all over the place in the Plaza Tiempo, but there's Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery.
I read that.
Oh, you did that already?
Yeah.
See, I'm not even with it today.
No, I'm the one who usually doesn't drop things like that.
Well, I had my coffee, but that...
I know, I just finished mine.
I don't know.
Winter Jam, family music party at Indigo Baby in DeVargas Mall. It's sponsored by Fam Jam and Indigo Baby. It's tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 to 6:30. The Smart Kids Club at 4 o'clock, Fam Jam at 4:30, Susie Talman Band at 5:15, and of course, shopping and photo booth, lots of good stuff, no charge. You can go to theindigobaby.com.
How do you get into the Smart Kids Club?
I think you just be a kid.
All kids are smart. Yeah. Smart Alex. Let's see. Kate Godert Studio. So Six Sabroso Court in El Dorado is having an annual holiday sale of mixed media, of her mixed media work, and that's from 9 a.m. to, or 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Excuse me. And the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, the 12-member chorus's holiday concert is Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at Loreto Chapel. And there's a story on page 20 in today's Paso Tiempo. That continues Friday and Saturday, December 17th and 18th. So there's more than one performance. If you go to sfwe.org, you can get more information on all three of those shows.
Excellent. And what did I have? I have another one here, but I cannot.
That's fine. I'll talk about A Christmas Carol.
We haven't talked about A Christmas Carol. Yes, please do.
Santa Fe Performing Arts City, different players. It's a teen ensemble and an adult company, so it's a multi-generational presentation. They're going to do a modern adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Armory for the Arts over there at 1050 Old Pecos Trail by CCA. You can get more info. Call 984-1370. Don't call CCA for more information on that.
Excellent. Okay, here's the one that I was looking for. On Sunday, December 12th, at Borders and Zafferano, Valerie Martinez, former poet laureate, wrote, and she said she's reading from her new book, and they called it Horizon, Santa Fe Poems. And it's a collection of love poems to the city of Santa Fe and its people that she wrote during her tenure as poet laureate, and drawings by Linda Swanson accompany the poems. It's Sunday at 3 o'clock at Borders on Zafferano. It's a free event.
Cool.
That's nice.
All kinds of nightlife stuff going on Saturday at 9 p.m. at Corazon. There's a CD release for like two or three or four different bands. Joseph General, Mystic Vision, and Drazy with One Foundation Band and DJ Breakaway. It's a reggae palooza, basically.
Nice.
And that's at 9 p.m., and there's a small cover, and that's on Saturday. What else is going on? They have classic rock. The Jakes are playing out at the Mineshaft Tavern on Saturday also at 8 o'clock, and there's no cover for that one. Lydia Clark and Friends at the Tin Star Saloon, R&B, 9 p.m. on Saturday. Karaoke all over the place, including, I believe, Cowgirl on Monday, Tiny's on Saturday. I haven't done karaoke in such a long time that
do
I don't
you
think
do
I'm going to
karaoke?
Oh, I used to be the king.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. When Foxes was around, you remember?
What are your favorite songs to sing?
You remember where Foxes is? It's where so-and-so is now? No. I do The Righteous Brothers. I do. I sing Michael Jackson's Ben in the original key. Very
no!
High octave. Oh, yeah.
You do not?
Oh, yeah. I'm crazy.
Oh,
I'm crazy
so beautiful.
Like that. But I haven't done it in probably about 4 or 5 years.
I
want to
hear you sing karaoke. I'll do the orchestral background soundtrack.
I did. You know, my allegiances with karaoke vary, but I, what I used to do is go to showcase karaoke with Nancy and Cindy at Fox's, and that's now every once. It's fairly regular at Tiny's over there.
I used to go when they had it at the bowling alley.
Oh, we used to do it too. It used to be a Wednesday night thing. Yeah. Like all the restaurant folks in town, we would get together. And we would all meet after work, and we would go to karaoke, and they had very cheap booze that should have been much more expensive, and it was easy to get a taxi on Cerritos Road that time of night.
Book signing and reception with Thomas Joshua Cooper today from 6 to 7:30 at the Lannan Foundation Gallery at 309 Reed Street in Santa Fe. In the summer of 2003, Thomas Joshua Cooper traveled to Shoshone Falls in southern Idaho to photograph where the Snake River had tumbled across a 212-foot precipice and an amazing landscape in the American West. So a lot going on over there.
Sweet. Wednesday is the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's 2010 December concert. They're having a whole series. But on Wednesday, it's the Contemporary Music Department Rock Ensemble and Acoustic Americana and Faculty Performers. That's at 7 p.m. at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space. At the SFUAD, you know, that's
SWAD.
Where the College of Santa Fe used to be.
Yeah.
That's on over there on St. Michael's Drive. You can call 473-6011 for more details on that one. What else? Hey, you little American idiot, go get your Spam-A-Lot. Santa Fe High School students in a musical showcase of tunes from Little Women, Annie Get Your Gun, Spam-A-Lot, and American Idiot. Opening night is the 16th, and that's at 7:30 p.m. It says opening night, but I believe I mentioned this show last week, so I'm not sure what that's about. You might want to call 467-2400 and find out what the show dates are for that one.
And I got a note from KSFR's own Michael Handler. The Country Blues Review is back, and they're doing their first show at the Cowgirl Crazy Christmas Brunch, Sunday, December 12th, from noon to 3. Acoustic Christmas guitar music. Done by their own Vinnie Kelly, who has a whole CD full of these Christmas songs. And welcome back Cozy Ralston, beating that beat in the back. No cover and blues for brunch. The Cowgirl.
If you got the blues and you love theater, you should go see 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks. It's over there at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a great comedy. The script is hilarious. 8 p.m. I haven't seen the show, but there's a preview performance on Thursday the 16th at 8 p.m. over there at the Santa Fe Playhouse on DeVargas Street. Opening night, the gala opening night is on December 17th, but there's a story in today's Paz de Tiempo on page 26, and that's got all the show dates in it and a great story.
Most excellent. And you've already mentioned Geist Cabaret.
Yes, I already mentioned Geist Cabaret. I didn't mention Geist Cabaret. What I mentioned David Geist is playing with the La Casa Cena folks.
Oh,
for the
right.
Christmas concert.
Well, then maybe I will mention Geist Cabaret December.
Okay.
He's inviting people to. Okay, here's what I got from. You know what? You do one because I'm not doing this right.
You're not doing this right? Oh, you mean the Geist Cabaret?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find. Let's see if
James
I can find.
A. Little Theater. Oh, he is conducting.
Yeah.
For the King and I, David.
That's what. That's
David
probably
Geist.
Why he doesn't have some performances this week because he's doing other stuff.
No, the Geist Cabaret is also happening with today, tomorrow, and Sunday with Phyllis Love tonight.
Right on.
And then Geist Cabaret at Pronzo Saturday and Sunday.
Did you talk about carols and choruses yet?
No.
Okay, I already mentioned the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble. They're getting together with the Santa Fe Symphony Brass and Chorus. To perform at 6:50, the show starts at 7, doors open at 6:15, on Thursday the 16th at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. There's no charge for that.
Excellent.
There's lots of choral concerts in cathedral settings, mission settings.
Now, at The Screen, which is the wonderful movie theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, there are movies, Ravenous, Best Indie Art Film. Let's see.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay. Oh, it says Ravenous for the Best Indie Art Film? Catch a Movie, then Catch a Raven at the New Gallery at the Screen. Visual storyteller Beth Serdet is doing Listening to the Raven, Drawings, Myths, and Realities, exploring science and spirit through detailed drawings and stories created with pen, pencil, heart, and mind.
Aww.
But it doesn't say when that is. So you better call them. And then Tibet in Song, which was the winner of the special jury prize at Sundance. And
it's good. I watched it over the weekend.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I gave it 2.5 chilies.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's not very many chilies.
No, it's above average.
Okay.
You know, on a scale 4.
Then what about Howl, the German movie?
Haven't seen Howl.
Okay.
But it's been reviewed, I believe.
And The Sicilian Girl. And also check out the CCA Cinematheque, because they've always got good stuff going on. And Rob DeWalt is with the Plaza Tiempo Friday Arts Calendar section in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Is that right?
No, I'm actually a full-fledged reporter now. Pamela Beach is our calendar goddess now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Excellent. So full-fledged reporter with the Santa Fe, New Mexican Friday Arts Supplement, Friday Arts Magazine. I think I need more caffeine.
You need to bump that chai up a little.
Yeah, I got to bump the chai up. Anyway, Rob, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Speaking of the arts.
Oh, we're not going to be here. I'm not going to be here next week, right?
You'll be here next week. I think Christmas Eve
taking off. Week after. Okay.
But we will be playing wonderful. We'll have a nice show on Christmas Eve. Anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Somebody called and said, we love Rob DeWalt and we miss Robert Knott. I just got that little notice. Anyway, Santa Fe Radio Cafe, KSFR.org is where we're streaming. My podcast site is SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to the wonderful Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/Radio Cafe. My email address is RadioCafe@KSFR.org. And if you have any problems with anything technical or with the webcast or the podcast or iTunes or any of that stuff, please write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. I've made a couple of what we might call human errors lately, and people have very kindly called to correct me, which is a wonderful thing. Thanks to Mary Linda Blanc for engineering. Stay tuned for the local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Hasta la vista. We'll see you next week. Bye.